Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do we have his honor? Oh, this is good. This is good. This will be exciting. Hey, Mayor, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you? Starting a little bit late here. It's, you know, Monday. It's tough, right?
Well, yeah, you got to clean up after a weekend, you know, because things get crazy down there in Berlin. They do. Hey, I want to ask you a question before we go any further. What exactly? Okay, I'm detecting it's, you know, it's been called Berlin or Berlin for a long time, but the city in Germany is Berlin. And I've heard people kind of sneaking in that Berlin thing lately if they don't know the area. Where do the, what are the origins of Berlin come from?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, it's not Berlin. We do try and us natives try and say it's Berlin, not Berlin, Germany. So, just I guess throughout the history, I mean, we've been around since the 1780s. So, people didn't want to mistake us for Germany. Not that they would, but
no, I don't think so. Nah, I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, a lot of good places in town to get some Wiener Schnitzel, though. Don't you worry about that. Yeah. Actually, you do have quite a few good restaurants down that way.
We have a lot of great restaurants.
Berlin is, there I am. Okay, yeah. You can hang up now. Berlin is about, it's bigger than I thought. It's 19,000 people.
Yes, it's around 20,000 people, yes.
And I knew one of your previous mayors, Adam Salinas.
Yeah. Adam Salinas.
Good guy. What's he doing now? Selling insurance or something? I think that's what he's doing.
I think he's a lobbyist now.
Well, of course. Who isn't?
Right.
Everybody's going to be a lobbyist.
Yeah, that's right.
So what's new in town? Just tell us about the town. I mean, my impression is, and I could be completely wrong, but Berlin, I thought, is kind of a commuter community.
Yeah, I mean, there is a monument in Berlin that is the exact center of the state. So we're the exact geographic center of Connecticut, which is a nice distinction to have. You know, we are at the crossroads of, 91 and Route 9 and 84 and which does make us a great commuter town to get to a lot of places. The other thing that opportunity gives us is a lot of businesses like Berlin, because it is centrally located and they do business obviously all around the state, even some in Massachusetts or New York. And, you know, it's a great place to locate their business if they have to travel.
Well, you know, as far as I can tell, since your position, a location, 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 I mean, you can, right. Waterbury, New Haven, you know, even down on the shore, you're not that far away. I mean, that's a pretty good deal, I think.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's really helped us economically, and despite this past year with COVID, and obviously we've had our cases as well in town, I mean, but we've kept the town running, and at the end of last year, we had about 15 ribbon cuttings of new businesses, restaurants, hair salons, gymnastics studio, and we have an expansion with a lot of our manufacturing firms. So economically, we've been doing very well. We have over in the last 3 years over $60 million of investment in Berlin. With new businesses, new developments. We have a new train station thanks to CT Rail.
Yeah.
We've got a nice development that has started there around the train station. We have a couple new developments slated for the Berlin Turnpike, some apartments and commercial. So, yeah, we've been very, very fortunate over the last couple of years, despite you know, all the other issues that, that go on right in our world today.
Let me ask you, what has, you've dodged a bullet as far as snowfall, because, you know, I know towns that have already spent, well, would have spent their entire budget by now. But how did this, you mentioned COVID just a minute ago, how did that affect your budget?
Not too bad. Obviously, there was some extra spending with the school system because of, you know, remote learning. So we spent some money there, but we did have a little bit of a surplus there. And the town is all, we've run it very responsibly since my third term as the mayor, and the majority on the council has run it pretty responsibly. We're trying to pay down our debt. Last year, you know, trying to help our folks out, our property owners. We had no tax increase. And if we're lucky, looks like we may be able to do that again this year. Just being responsible with what we've spent. Yeah, we've, you know, kept town services going. And even, again, through the pandemic here, we've had, you know, town hall open. Obviously, it wasn't open to the public most of the time. But people have been able to conduct business through emails, phone calls, and they could drop things off at town hall and, you know, make appointments if they needed to get into town hall. So, you know, I've just been reasonable with things and trying to obviously keep the town safe from COVID and from other things. And, you know, I think a little bit of luck always plays into that, too.
Hey, Mayor, just, you know, a quick question here. Well, as mayor, and, you know, it's still kind of a small town, 19,000, 20,000. Is your home number available? And if so, what do people call you about?
I mean, my home number is available. As you know, or you may not know, in Berlin, so we have a town manager form of government. So we have a town manager that runs.
Handles all that stuff.
Well, no, I mean, I still, you know, obviously, we're all, everybody in the town council, including myself, we are volunteers. We obviously are elected officials. But,
right.
But, yeah, my cell phone number is available. I mean, they call the town hall and, you know, they will.
Well, that's nice.
Get a hold of me. I always return everybody's phone call, return everybody's email,
okay.
So I think that's important for the people. You know, obviously, if the town manager can handle things, that's great. But you know how it is. People always want to talk to the mayor. And,
top guy. Got to go there.
I'm happy to talk to everyone, no matter what their issue. And I like doing it because I do get to explain things. You know how it is out there with information. It gets out, and it's not correct, right? Maybe some decision that the council made or some plan we have going forward. So it's good to talk to the folks and say, look, here's what's really happening. You know, they may not always like it, but here's why we made the decision, right?
Hey, Mayor, I got to get off here, but it's been great talking to the mayor. Mark Kaczynski, thank you much for being on. It's been a pleasure, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.